Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many people want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Hope you ate turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Wilson hooks a pass, looking, end zone! George Pickens climbs the ladder for the touchdown!
CBS on the call, George Pickens touchdown for the Pittsburgh Steelers last year. Against the Washington Commanders, George Pickens today was traded to the Dallas Cowboys. Let's see, 2026 third-round pick. Dallas will also send a 2027 fifth-round pick to the Steelers and get back a 27 sixth-round pick. So George Pickens, his career in Pittsburgh coming to an end, now heads out to Big D, play for the old Cowboys and Dak Prescott.
I think this will probably be a trade that's good for both. You know, because I think Pickens, he wears out his welcome rather quickly. You know, and I think Pittsburgh, and we talked about it earlier, Bob, they know better than anybody. They've had the malcontent wide receivers. They know when it's time to get rid of them. And they seem like they've done a really nice job getting rid of them before it comes a humongous headache. So now, you know, the clock starts over now for Pickens in Dallas. And the only thing about signing a dude like that, man, then he owns you. Right now, Dallas owns him.
Right, and they're going to let that rookie deal expire, too, it looks like, too.
Yeah, so, you know, if they pay him, then they're on the hook. Then you know, you deserve whatever you're going to get.
We talked about the Ravens roster an hour ago. News from the Nest. Let's look at Pittsburgh a little bit here. Quarterback, right now it's Mason Rudolph. As the dude they drafted, Will Howard. The long assumption is that Aaron Rodgers is going to sign.
Yep.
But a couple of days ago, who do we have on? I can't remember, Nolan. Said that he doesn't think Pittsburgh's going to sign Aaron Rodgers.
Wasn't DiArdo, was it?
Brian DiArdo, thank you.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, it was. He said he doesn't think Rodgers signs, and it's going to be Mason Rudolph. So you're already up against it quarterback-wise. You have Jaylen Warren, Caleb Johnson as your running backs. They brought in Gainwell. And then at wide receiver, I mean, look, DK Metcalf's a guy, a really talented guy at that. But Calvin Austin, Robert Woods, man, I mean, Pittsburgh, you look at them from a skill position standpoint and quarterback, wow. they're light years, it seems, behind Baltimore.
Yeah, because
right now.
You've got, I mean, Bob, when you look at it, you got Freiermuth who can't separate, and you've got one receiver that can separate. So, you know, you're going to double Metcalf and, you know, okay, we'll take care of the other guys. I just think it'll be, and then you got a, you know, you, right now you got quarterbacks that are extremely sus. I don't know how you move the ball. I don't know how you score points. And you say, well, we'll run the ball. That'll help them. Well, how the hell are you going to run it? They'll put extra guys in a box because they're not worried about your receivers.
Yeah, offensive line. I mean, okay. I just see a team, if I'm making predictions for the AFC North today, and we're not, but if we were, I have them behind Cleveland. I mean, defensively, they're aged in certain areas for sure. I mean, Harmon looks like he's going to be a great pick for them. And, you know, Watts is stud, and so is Cam Hayward. And, you know, Highsmith, Mika Fitzpatrick has been a talented player. But some of these guys are a little long in the tooth. And Joey Porter Jr., how would you judge his last season?
Yeah, I think, Bob, defensively, I think they probably feel like with Harmon, you know, that's a big upgrade. Help them stop the run because they couldn't stop the run. Hayward had his best year. I mean, Bob, he's 37. Can he have another great? Doubtful. You know, T.J. Watt, he gets hurt a lot. Queen had a decent year. Peyton Wilson, I like. You know, so I think he'll be all right. Darius Slay Jr. brought him in. And Joey Porter Jr., I mean, he's a good player, but he gets a ton of penalties, mm-hmm. I think.
Gets picked on a lot, too, because of maybe that. Hey, they are all on board the Malik Harrison train, though.
Oh, no doubt about it. They are definitely that. Now, they do have a great kicker. Boswell's as good as it gets.
No doubt about that.
As good as it gets. So, you know, I'm kind of with you, Bob. I mean, I don't see an offense that can score a lot of points. And a defense, when you got an older defense and you're going to be on the field a lot because you're going to have three and outs, they're going to play more than anybody else, then you're going to wear down. Then what happened to them at the end of the season last year? What did they lose, 7 straight?
Yeah, couldn't score.
Yeah. And that's what's going to happen. If that's their quarterback situation, they ain't scoring a lot of points.
And we'll talk about this very subject in a couple of minutes here with Ryan Wilson. Real quick, NFL Lunch, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, undetermined QB situations. But looking at the quarterbacks on their roster now, who's got the better? Is it Pickett and Flacco and Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders versus what Pittsburgh's got going on? Which one would you prefer if that's what you're going into the season with?
Well, I'm going with the Cleveland guys because, you know what, at worst case, Flacco can throw it, but he turns it over too.
Throws it to the other team a little bit. Yeah.
They got to hope, what Cleveland's got to hope is that one of the rookies steps up. That's what they got to hope. You know, and hey, you know what? If Shador Sanders, you know, if you were worthy of the second pick, you'll be the starter.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll talk about that subject and more when we come back with Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. American League East Report, bottom of the hour. Talk about what happened in the division last night and what's going on today. Orioles are in Minnesota, taking on the Twins. Charlie Morton's on the hill. To say he's due would be the understatement of this day, anyway.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk more about that. Bottom of the hour, American League East report. Justin Tucker, now an ex-Raven. Question is he an ex-NFL kicker? Will he ever get to apply his trade? Should he in the NFL? And a lot of other things going on. Got rookie camps in Baltimore. Others coming up this weekend. OTAs in just a matter of weeks. Schedule gets revealed a week from today. Bob Eddie Vittis, Rado Nolan McGraw. Let's bring in on a Wednesday, as we do every week. From CBSSports.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our friend Ryan Wilson. Ryan, what's happening?
I feel like I'm in a time machine. We got to beat the Go-Go's. That was the opening song of Fast Time at Richmond High in 1982.
I remember that.
And here we are.
You know, for the Orioles, it seems like it's Groundhog Day, the way things are going for them. But that's another topic that we'll get into later in this hour. Me and Vinny were just talking about this. If you look at the Pittsburgh-Cleveland quarterback situation roster-wise as it sits on May the 7th. And we don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to do, blah, blah, blah. And Cleveland, you know, they drafted 72 and brought in 50 more. Who's got the better, air quotes, situation today at QB? Who would you be more comfortable with? Are you Kevin Stefanski or Mike Tomlin with what you have at that spot right now?
Right. Would you rather die by a firing squad or jumping out of an airplane?
100 million paper cuts.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. The good news for the rest of the AFC North is that neither one of these teams are winning the division. So if you're a Bengals fan or Ravens fan, you have nothing to fear. But Mason Rudolph has some familiarity with what they're doing. He left before they got Arthur Smith in there. But he's been in the organization. Cleveland, you feel better in the sense that Joe Flacco had some success 2 years ago with Kevin Stefanski is really good at his job, but there's just a lot of questions around the pass catchers and the offensive line consistency in Cleveland. I'll hesitantly go with Pittsburgh, but I don't feel great about it. I mean, every year they win more games than they lose, but every year if they get to the playoffs, they lose in the first round in convincing fashion. So they got to figure out the quarterback situation, and getting rid of one of your best players, while I understand it, doesn't help things in the short term with George Pickens.
You think Harmon helps him stop the run? Because that was at the end of the year, they couldn't do that.
Yeah, no, that was at the time I was a little confused by the pick, but only because I talked to a couple teams, Finney, that had some injury concerns with him and thought he might drop. But he's exactly what they're looking for. My comp for him was Keanu Benton, who's been really good going into year three now, the former second round pick. So I think he does solve some problems. And people, as much as we want to talk about the need of quarterback, which is real, to your point, that defense no-showed last month of the season when they lost five straight or whatever it was. The offense wasn't great, but the defense historically, which had helped them out, did not do that. And I think they had a pretty good draft in that respect. Jack Sawyer in round four feels like another sort of Steelers-type player that can help them, probably more against the run than as a pass rusher.
Now, do you think the Bengals did enough defensively to improve? I mean, I like their offensive talent, but I mean, can the last year the defense couldn't stop anybody?
In a word, no. I mean, they drafted Shamar Stewart, who's the first guy you want off the bus, but is he going to be Miles Murphy 2.0,
no,
who they drafted 3 years ago and hasn't done a whole bunch since? And I understand Trey Hendrickson's 30 years old. Trey Hendrickson's 3 months younger than T.J. Watt, who's, I would imagine, about to get a new deal. And if you're a Steelers fan, you are quite familiar with Trey Hendrickson because he harassed every quarterback he's faced in the last few years. So I don't know why there's a disconnect there. Because if they lose Trey Hendrickson, Joe Burrow's going to score 50 points a game. And we saw that last year, and they still didn't make the playoffs and struggled for the first half of the season. So I don't think they did enough. I didn't love their draft, and maybe I'm proven wrong.
I didn't either.
Their best pick was Dylan Fairchild, the third-round pick, who's probably going to start at the interior offensive line. But to your point, he doesn't play defense, so I don't know where the solutions are to the questions there.
Ryan, would it be safe to say that the Ravens roster right now, their starting 22, is probably better than anybody else's?
Yep. In fact, I love their draft. I love the Bills draft. The concern with those two teams, because we know who their bugaboo is, the Chiefs had an outstanding draft, too. So all three teams probably got better to similar amounts. But the only issue I have with the Ravens, and you can't solve every problem in the draft, I just want to figure out what the wide receiver position is going to be, because Bateman caught a ton of touchdowns last year. Zay Flowers, when he's locked in, he's really good. But DeAndre Hopkins, what are you getting in him? And, you know, Lamar Jackson's MVP for a reason, or probably should have been last year, has been historically. And I feel fantastic about their defense. I mean, the fact they have Malachi Starks next to Kyle Hamilton feels illegal. And then they got Mike Green in the second round, who was a first-round talent just with the off-field stuff. So my only concern is just that the wide receivers at this point, but that's not a huge, huge issue at this point for me.
Hey, Ryan, did you know that, because when I went out there Sunday, I didn't know Emory Jones Jr. had been hurt. Did you know that he, and I talked to Pat Kerwin yesterday, who watched him at the Senior Bowl and said he didn't know that he had gotten hurt.
Had not heard that, and I watched him in the fall, and I kept trying to talk myself into him being a right tackle. He just didn't look as good or as consistent as Will Campbell on the right side. And then the conversation as well, if he's, you know, waist bending and getting beat and getting ragdolled, move him inside. I thought he was a really good player the year before, and he's an athlete and moves well and huge and all that other stuff. So that's – and a lot of times when these guys aren't playing up to the level we think they're supposed to from 1 year to the next – it's typically injuries that we don't know about and we find out about, or something else going on. So that's, I'm glad to hear that that's what it was. And again, it feels like the Ravens getting a steal on a guy who was third round pick, I believe.
Yeah, he was the end of the third.
Who could have been a top 50 guy had he been healthy and played like we had seen him play previously.
Do you think that Tyler Loop will be the kicker for the Ravens, or do they got to add a veteran too, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, we know who it's not going to be, I suppose. And I don't know who the kicker's going to be. I didn't watch 1 second of Tyler Bloop last draft season, I'll be honest with you. But clearly they liked him enough to draft him, and I would imagine that was, you know, it's not very often, and we've talked about this before, you just ask Danny Smith who he should take and you go with that. But it's not very often that you probably devote some serious resources to the kicking position, given that you have what would have been a future Hall of Famer, but here we are. So I think he's going to be given every opportunity. A lot of times these young kickers come in and it feels like they're so much more consistent and the legs are so much stronger than they were 20, 25 years ago that sometimes these guys stick.
What'd you think of Buffalo, Ryan? Because you're up there. What'd you think of the Bills? Because they tried to get bigger, you know, to help them stop the run.
Yeah, I love what they did. I love what they did. And I don't know if they said it to Josh Allen or not, but they showed it with their draft and that the first five picks were all defensive guys. And then their other fifth round pick, I believe the second one was the best blocking tight end in this draft class. So they didn't go out looking to fix an offense that really doesn't need a bunch of fixing. They signed Josh Palmer, which I think helps out Keon Coleman. They don't have a burner. I mean, they have Khalil Shakir, but they don't have a legit number two guy who can stretch the field. And maybe they don't need that because they literally have everything else. And I think this defense is one step closer to, just like the Ravens, one step closer to being able to compete in the biggest game of the season in late January when they go up against, you know, either the Ravens or the Chiefs. It feels like what we see every year. So, yeah, this was my favorite draft class, and the Ravens and the Chiefs were 2 and 3, I believe.
Now, Ryan, the draft next year is Pittsburgh, the following year in D.C., and we were talking about it. Would Baltimore ever get the draft?
Why not? You have the waterfront. It's beautiful down there, and here's what, if you can have it in Green Bay, I think you can have it anywhere. And by that, I mean it's a small market, the smallest market, I would imagine. And they pack it in. And it is amazing to me. I've been, now that I have a little more time in my hands, I've been watching just sort of these random draft coverages from back in the day, like 2010, 2011, when they were all at Radio City, and they all had it self-contained. And the biggest thorn in the side of Roger Goodell was a couple hundred Jets fans booing him every time he walked on the stage. And now we literally have hundreds of thousands of people at these events that are just an old timer reading the name off a card, and we've made it into this must see television. So I think every NFL city is on the table because late April, the weather's not bad anywhere. So I would certainly think that would be a team that would have a good case to having the draft come there.
Yeah, now he's got 100,000 people booing him, like we saw a couple of weeks ago in Green Bay. Real quick for you, Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. What former Steeler quarterback is going to have a better year in New York, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, boy. I'll go with Russ just because he's a little better pushing the ball down the field. I want to see Justin show some improvement, which we have not seen yet on those intermediate and deep balls. But if they fashion the offense for him correctly in New York for the Jets, he could certainly be successful. But I'll go with Russ for now.
How many mock drafts in this 06 are you, or 26, rather?
I have one coming up at the end of the month. I told him I couldn't do one last week. I said I got to at least start watching these kids. So I'm watching some of these quarterbacks. It's a little ride.
You poor SOB. Oh. He's Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Ryan, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ryan.
There's Ryan Wilson, everybody. We'll come back. American League East report from last night. Look at today's schedule. Talk about the Orioles in Minnesota trying to break a three-game skid as Charlie Morton's going to be the stopper, right?
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. AL East.
Vinny and Haney.
Top of your American League East report. If you missed the carnage last night, Minneapolis, Target Field. Orioles get clobbered 9-1. Carlos Correa, Byron Buxton, both going yard. Correa's was a majestic blast at that. Pablo Lopez, 5 innings pitch, 2 hits, only 1 walk. But as Nolan said, pitch count a little elevated. But, you know, when you get a comfortable advantage, you get out of there, you still get the win. 11 strikeouts. The Orioles struck out 17 times. And third, it's laughable. They put the ball in play 13 times. They had 3 hits. Ryan Mountcastle had one of them, which drove in the run. The only hit runners in scoring position, they were 1-for-6. Danny Coulomb pitched a perfect inning for the Twins. Cionel Perez did not for the Orioles. Coulomb's ERA, former Oriole, 0. Zip. Nada. Donut. That's all she wrote. So the Orioles lose. That's 3 straight L's. It's not a losing streak till it gets to 4, which Charlie Morton's trying to prevent tonight. Let me remind you the ugly particulars with this dude. He's 41. He's making 15 mil. He's 0-6. With a 7, or excuse you, oh. That would be impressive, a 7. It's a 976 earned run average. Let me rephrase that. Orioles last place in the East. Richardson, Simeon Woods Richardson, 2-2, 403 right-hander. He's on the hill for Minnesota, trying to win the series. Twinkies kind of getting it together a little bit.
Yes, they are.
Momentum-wise. So we'll see. They're in a tough division with Detroit and Cleveland. Cleveland's losing right now, 3-0 to the Nets. And Kansas City and Minnesota, you know, for years, they're the team to beat. Royce Lewis came back, Willie Castro. So getting healthy, I guess. Rocco Baldelli, talk about hot seats. He's probably on that there with the Twins. But anyway, that's a them thing. And the Orioles will try to win tonight at 7:40. Baltimore baseball tonight here on The Fan. Tim Barbalace. And who is it? Bordy or Rip? One of those two, because it was Jim Hunter last night. Here on 105.7 The Fan starting at 6. Brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Anyway, elsewhere in the division, American League East, Texas taking on Boston. And, hey, Red Sox got it handed to them. And Wyan Langford contributed to the cause for the Texas Rangers.
Well, with Langford, the Rangers will now have batted around in the inning. This one up the middle. That's a base hit. Another run is in. Langford with the RBI single. It's 6-0 Rangers.
6-1 was the final score. Langford, that was an RBI, as you heard. Adolis Garcia went 3-for-3. As Brett Boone debut as hitting coach, I guess. I don't know if he made it in time for the game, but they fired Texas, did their offensive coordinator. I guess they didn't like, they were running the ball too much. Pass it enough, whatever it was. But they scored runs 6-1 over Boston. Nathan Eovaldi goes 6 strong with 7 Ks to pick up the win. It was the Phillies taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. And, Philadelphia broke out the whipping sticks, and Nick Castellanos had a loud bet.
Fly ball, right field, well hit. Jankowski's back. It is gone! Opposite field home run for Castellanos. And the Phillies have opened it up on top, 7-2 here in the 8th inning.
8-4 was your final score. That was Phillies Radio. Or what was it? Philly Sport Net?
NBC Sports Philadelphia.
There you go. Castellanos, 3-run shot. Kyle Schwarber went deep. So did Alex Baum, his first of the year, 2-run homer. Hey, listen to this. Zach Wheeler went 7 innings and had 9 Ks and got the win. I'm envious of other teams that have guys that could get people out. They traded for Jesus Luzardo, too, if I'm not mistaken. 8-4, final score. Yankees taking on the Padres, and things got out of control in the 7th inning for the Yankees against San Diego. And this dude had a big stick, too.
Everybody will get a head start. And Wells cranks one to right. Goodbye! That's an exclamation point!
7-run inning there. That was TNT on the call. Austin Wells, grand slam. Ben Rice had 2 ribbies. Aaron Judge hit his 12th homer of the season. 12-3 final score, New York over San Diego. And finally, in the American League East, Blue Jays out in Anaheim taking on the Angels. And Toronto, a little shaky right now, and the Angels made sure they stayed that way.
To take the first game of this series. There's a drive to right. Yoan Moncada adds some insurance. A 3-run homer. His first as an Angel.
FanDuel Sportsnet, Moncada, 3-run shot, as you heard. Tyler Ward, Joe Adell, both went deep. Angels score 6 in the 8th and blow it open as they beat the Toronto Blue Jays 8-3. Last night out west. Scheduled today in the division, Texas at Boston, 6:45. Phillies and Rays again down in Tampa, 7:05. San Diego, New York, 7:05. And again, Toronto at said Angels. That's coming up at 9:38. Nationals and Guardians now tied at 3. This game started at noon. It was 3-0 Washington. But Cleveland getting busy on Mike Soroka. Talk about a guy that's had injury problems in his career. Houston 1-0 over the Brewers and a 2 in Milwaukee. Bottom of the second in St. Louis. It is the Cardinals and Pirates. Scoreless standings update real quick. American League East, Yankees 2.5 up on Boston. Red Sox have lost 3 in a row. Tampa's 3.5 back. Toronto's 3.5 back. Blue Jays have lost 3 straight. Orioles have lost 3 straight. They're bringing up the rear -6. Detroit's 1.5 on Cleveland. Kansas City 2 off the pace. Twins have won 3 straight, 6 of 10. They're 6.5 back. White Sox buried at the back end. Seattle beat Oakland last night dramatically. They're 2 games up in the West. Texas have won 2 in a row. They're 3.5 back. Houston's 4 back. And the Angels, they're bringing up the rear there. Mets 2 up on the Phillies in the East. The Braves have won 3 straight. They're only a game below 500 after that brutal start. They're 5 out. Cubbies are 3 up on the Brewers in the Central. Cincinnati's lost 4 in a row after being hot for a while. Cardinals have won 4 straight, so they've tied the Reds. They're both 4 back. Pirates bringing up the rear. And the Dodgers half game up on the Padres. Giants 1.5 back. Arizona fading a little bit. They're 5 back. And, you know, come on. Colorado, 17 out of first place. Colorado's run differential is minus 89. Only one team is worse in Major League Baseball. That's your Baltimore Orioles right now at minus 63. We'll come back, take a trip through the Funhouse, Dolan McGraw. Then Inside Access takes over at 2, followed by BBT here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Vinny Haney Nolan here on 105.7 The Fan. Inside Access coming up in about 10 minutes. Cowboys trade for George Pickens. Jacksonville today released Gabe Davis after just one season. Eating a $20 million bullet on top of it, if I'm not mistaken.
Maybe Pittsburgh will sign him.
Big game day. Game.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See what happens when you don't have Josh Allen throwing you that football?
It helps to have an elite quarterback.
But he had that great game they played against Kansas City in the divisional round a couple years ago.
Yes.
He had one of the great postseason games of any receiver in the history of the National Football League. And never really followed up the momentum from that game because he was a reliable 2 to Stephon Diggs as 1. And now both are gone. You know, Stephon now coming back from an injury in New England. And who knows what happens with Gabe Davis. Is he worth a flyer if you need a wideout? Maybe.
Sure, you can bring him in. Doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
I mean, Bob, a lot of guys, they can't be the one. You know, they have a heart. They need somebody else with them to succeed.
Yeah, and that kid Thomas is a stud for Jacksonville. So
yeah.
He was never going to be the one there. Dallas Goedert took a haircut in Philly. He's going to stick around with the Eagles for another season.
Wants to win. You know, and probably the haircut that he took would probably be more than what he could get from other teams.
Steph Curry, and we talked NBA playoffs a couple hours ago with Sean Devaney from Heavy.com, is going to miss at least a week with a hamstring. So they play tomorrow. He's already been announced out for that game. They play every other day. He's missing 3 games, sounds like.
Yeah.
At least.
They play Thursday, and then they travel to California. So then they probably play Saturday or Sunday, I would imagine.
Thursday. They'll be Saturday.
Saturday, Monday. He could miss more than that. I mean, it's at least a week.
So you won last night on the road. If you can take 2 in Minnesota, that'd be awesome. But best case scenario, if you anticipate him being back in a week, you're 2-2 going back to Minnesota. So you're back where you started.
Well, if he's back, Bob, he's not going to be 100%. I mean, just think of basketball, the quick change of direction and all the things that you got to do.
And Buddy Hield for them can't keep. I mean, he's bad out of his mind.
Hell yeah.
With all these threes. What's he, 15 threes or something like that in his last 2 games? But Steph Curry's out. And the Utah hockey team, their name is now the Mammoth, and they've introduced the logo. And quite frankly, I'm cool with the color scheme here. It's light and dark blue together. Uh-huh. Pretty cool. I'm down
with
that.
And it went through, 4 rounds of their fans voting, and that's – they left it up to the fans, basically, and Mammoth was what they wanted.
Yeah, the color scheme's familiar to what Villanova basketball is.
Yeah.
Like that light blue and the dark blue and little white piping in there. So, you know, they were better on the ice than they have been at Phoenix for years. So, you know, maybe something to look forward to up there in Utah. The draft lottery, by the way, NBA is Monday, and they, the Jazz, have the best chance percentage-wise to win said lottery. Not that doesn't necessarily mean they will, but Cooper Flagg is the big prize out there.
How many teams are in the lottery, Bob? All the teams that weren't drafted?
All the teams that didn't make the playoffs.
Right. So, so is that like the NHL one was the most you can move up is 10 spots? So actually, Bob, the team that won the ping pong ball to be two was Utah, and they were 14th. They could only move up to four. You could only move up 10 spots. And that's why San Jose, you know, they ended up being the second pick, and they were projected to win it, them or Chicago. And it ended up being the Islanders who moved up 10 spots from 11 to 1, which was a shocker. And then it was San Jose, Chicago, which was what it's supposed to be.
A week from today is the NFL schedule release, and you can hear it live on 105.7 The Fan, and obviously we'll be talking about that, because then you got an eye. Well, we'll know how many primetime games the Ravens are going to be scheduled to play. And we'll
five cry. Plus.
And we'll be crying about it, because I'm sure a couple of those dates are going to be extremely inconvenient to us, because it's all that matters, right, Nolan McGraw? Any closing thoughts?
No, still fire Brandon Hyde.
Okay.
So that's just making a note. Start the show with it, we end the show.
You might as well just stay for the next show then, too.
Yeah, he's already gone. But we made the bet. If you're just tuning in, I bet both Vinny and Nolan that spring training starts next year. Both Hyde and Elias will be employed by the Orioles. I forgot we still had another football season before that even happens.
A lot of time.
Yeah, a lot of time. A lot of money and booze to be lost or gained.
Nolan, we could be making out very well.
Well, that is if Bob pays up, you know.
Right. See how it goes. They will both be
double or nothing.
Yeah. Brandon Hyde, Mike Elias will both be employed by the Orioles when they start spring training in 2026.
Elias one, I'm with you. That's a long shot for him to get fired. Okay. Whether people agree with it or not, I'll say that's a long shot. But Hyde, hey, managers, they're always the scapegoat. Somebody's got
to
go.
You're
if things
hired
get
to
tough.
Be fired.
That's right. Exactly
so you're
right.
Saying fire Brandon Hyde. You're still on that one?
I'm not leaving that.
All right, let's go to the Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
First texter here says, the only good thing that can happen tonight is the Orioles finally say enough is enough with Charlie Morton. He better be DFA'd by tomorrow morning, especially with Eflin in line to return soon. Danny Coulomb, speaking of him, should have had C&L Perez's spot in the bullpen, but for some reason they're committed to Perez, even though he hasn't been good for well over a year.
Yeah, C&L Perez has really been on the struggle bus here in 2025. Coulomb, look, he was a steal when they got him from Minnesota. And then I guess there were injury concerns why they didn't bring him back, because they could have. They let him. Well, they didn't pick up his option is what happened, right?
No offer for arbitration.
Exactly. So he became a free agent and went back to the Twins, and he's been outstanding for them. Morton, I'll give him another month. Not me, like, yeah, you're pitching. I just think they won't eat that $15 million turd burger until June.
What would it take tonight, Nolan, for him to be gone tomorrow?
I mean, like, worse than Gibson?
Like being what he's been? Yeah. I mean, can't get any worse than what he's doing now.
Like 7 or 8 runs in the first two innings, which is very realistic.
Yeah, he might be cut before he gets in the shower.
Or if he pops off and says, all right, I'm sick of this. I suck. Or I hate being here.
Or if he blames his curveball one more time, he's like, dude, you're throwing it. Right.
I'm actually pitching really well.
Yeah.
He can't retire because then he loses the 15.
Yeah, right. That's what they're probably.
That's true.
He might get the old Baldo pothole, too. Let's not forget that. Where's Jeff Galooly when you need him?
They're Google working on it. The crew down here at Falls Road's filling it. Last text of the day.
That's right.
Ricky and Bel Air.
How'd they go into that nonsense?
Contracts for Orioles players been a big talking point as of late. But Ricky here says, I'm not paying a guy $600 million. We're talking Gunner here. He better be setting the tone if I'm going to pay him that. If he keeps playing like the way he is now, I'm not even coming to the table or anything close to that number. I'm sure as hell not paying a switch-hitting catcher that can't hit from either side, doesn't take walks, can't throw out base runners, not giving him any money either. So all of a sudden the debate over paying players, it's out the window.
Well, anyway. This was a Passan, Jeff Passan, ESPN, yes, was breaking down tiers of, and Gunner's in the $600 million. Allie Rutschman, his slugging percentage is .351. That should be his on-base percentage to go with like a .450 slugging percentage where he's over .800. He has 4 extra base hits on the year, and 2 of those were on opening day. Not good enough at all. That's going to do it for us. Positivity's coming your way next. Inside Access. We'll be back tomorrow with Total Request Thursday. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class is mine.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.